Nothing ruins a relationship faster than the inability to resolve conflicts in a healthy way.
Welcome to Relationship Recipes, where Cream Cat helps you build a thriving relationship by leading you to becoming your best self.
Hello, welcome back to Relationship Recipes. It's Cream Cat, and I'm excited as per usual to be back on another episode. I hope you're well. I hope you're really enjoying life and making the best of it. Seasons come and seasons go, but then, hey, life goes on, and what you're able to make of each season defines your journey in a whole. And I just hope you're pouring yourself out, not holding back, and living life to the fullest in every season, and with the most, and making the most of what you have with you now. So today we're continuing our series on resolving conflict, and I hope it has been helpful. You've gotten some wisdom, some tools that would have provided you navigation power through different conflicts in your relationship, and just really build the kind of relationship that you want and kind of feels comfortable and healthy for you. And yeah, I just really hope that this podcast series has brought you that and has given you those tools. Today we're going to be talking about rebuilding broken walls, and what this is all about is how you move forward after you've had a major disagreement. You know, sometimes after going through a major conflict, especially when things weren't handled well, maybe when you got a little bit too low, or you went dirty in the way you handled the conflict, maybe through the words that you exchanged or the way that you treated your partner, and it just feels like, oh my, can we really recover from this? This fight was nasty. This fight was really bad. And you're just wondering, how do we move forward from this fight? It wasn't good. You have to rebuild broken walls, because that's what handling conflict badly does. It kind of breaks your walls. And when it breaks your walls, you kind of want to build up higher walls and just really fence yourself in a way that makes you defend yourself from the future, because you feel like, if this my partner could play dirty like this now, that means the next time something like this comes up, we're going to play dirty again, and you don't really now trust them, and then you build up walls to protect yourself. I remember being in this, having a relationship with someone that wasn't necessarily a romantic relationship, some sort of a situationship, yes, you know, slide from situationship to platonic and all of that. And I remember going through this phase of a conflict with this person, and I don't think the relationship ever really did recover because of the damage to the trust. Because whenever I felt like, oh, rebuilding this relationship with this person, not even necessarily in a romantic state, but in kind of a platonic way, there was just a huge trust gap, and I just felt I couldn't trust this person again. And where there were different situations for that relationship to kind of be fixed, things that I would find to be half-truths just further drowned the ability to trust, and those kind of things made the relationship almost irrecoverable. It just could not be ransomed, or it just could not be salvaged. So it's so important, it's so critical to rebuild broken walls and to really rebuild a relationship from a conflict, especially when you understand that this conflict has been major and it has significantly influenced the direction of that relationship. So at the core of this rebuilding of broken walls, one major thing you need to do is to deal with the skeleton, deal with the big deals, the things that happened when that conflict went on. Because it's easy to want to sweep it under the carpet, right? But what the conflict did that you must deal with is that it revealed versions of you and things that were within both of you that were not revealed prior. So there were character traits, there were things that you carried in your heart that was not really out there, but the conflict brought it out. Now you have to deal with those skeletons. Now you have to fix it. Do you understand? Because if you don't fix it, it's going to resurface, and that's where you now have the probability of having that conflict repeat itself. You have to come up and say, what made it feel okay for us to speak to ourselves in this way? What made it feel okay for us to disrespect ourselves in this conflict? You have to bring everything that happened to the table. Did you speak to each other rudely? You have to bring it to the table. Did you call each other names? You have to bring it to the table. You have to deal with the skeletons. You have to deal with everything that happened that was, you know, just not you, and what you didn't believe your partner could manifest. You have to bring all of those things back to the table, and you have to deal with it. If you're going to rebuild your relationship in a way that it doesn't have broken walls, and you're not now trying to defend yourselves from each other, then you're going to have to deal with the skeletons. Bring everything to the table. Nobody should go to bed feeling like they didn't say their mind. Everybody should bring whatever it is that went down during that conflict to the table and do a just rendering. And when I mean a just rendering, talk about what you think made you behave the way you behave. When you have established what you think made you behave the way you behaved during that conflict, take responsibility for your action and now create a new path moving forward. Whatever it is that happened should inspire you to create new boundaries, inspire to create new rules, and say, when we fight, this and this can never happen. This is the penalty. These are the boundary lines that cannot be crossed. Right? So it's very important to deal with the skeletons, because if you don't deal with the skeletons, even when you go ahead and talk about the three things I'm about to talk about, it still doesn't just have such a solid ground. So it's very important that when conflict has happened, you deal with the skeletons. Let the person tell you what they feel made this conflict bad for them. And I don't want you to dismiss your partner. If your partner is saying, I do not like the way I was treated, I felt this way by this action that you did. And as I said in last week's episode, if your partner is saying that they feel offended, do not dismiss their feeling of offense, because you don't feel like they have any reason to be feeling offended. If your partner says, oh, I felt, you know, insecure by this action that you did, you should not start saying, oh, why are you feeling insecure? Don't dismiss it. Don't try to fill their insecurities. Don't try to water down whatever it is they feel is a problem. If they feel is a problem, I think you as a responsible partner should also feel is a problem as well. And then decide to handle it with importance, because they have made a point and said to you, I believe this is a problem, right? So you want to make that, you want to be intentional about that, right? And then I want to share with you three things after you've dealt with the skeleton, three things that are major if you're going to rebuild after a major conflict, rebuild your relationship, make it stronger, and not make it have weak holes and gaps in the walls. Trust. You're trying to deal with trust, transparency, and truth. Trust is usually the focal point of attack in conflict. Once there has been a war and it has been dirty, one of the problems is that partners feel like they can't trust again. They feel like, I don't think I trust this person in my heart too. They can do me dirty. Can you see what happened? Blah, 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 blah. So trust is a major focal point of attack. So your major work is to rebuild trust. Trust is so expensive. Honestly, trust is more expensive than love. I've heard someone say that before, and I agree totally. Trust can be, it takes years, decades to build trust, and then it can be lost in a day. And to rebuild it, it would take times two of the effort and the time to rebuild that trust that has already been broken. But you see, love, it can be unconditional. You can hurt someone and they'll still go ahead and love you. That's why there are people that stuck in abusive relationships. Because love is, to a very large extent, unconditional. But trust isn't. because people cannot help themselves when trust is broken. They cannot help themselves. They will just find it difficult to trust again. So trust is usually the focal point. So the goal is to rebuild trust and let your partner feel safe with you. How do you do it? Transparency and truth are the two ways that help you rebuild trust. Your partner should feel there is transparency. They shouldn't feel like there's something you're hiding from them. They shouldn't feel like there's something you're keeping away from them. They shouldn't feel like there's something that they can't trust you about. They can't trust you because they don't know. Oftentimes, when partners cannot trust, it's often because they feel like they don't know. They don't know what you will do. They don't know what is in your heart. But when you come clean and you're transparent, it kind of builds the trust to a healthier level. And transparency comes with truth. There is no, and I always say it, truth can be heavy. Sometimes it can be painful, but it is the price you must pay for a higher level of intimacy. Oftentimes we feel like you're trying to protect, you know, yourself and your partner by not giving them the truth. But the truth is that whatever it is you are doing to give yourself a soft landing is doing greater damage in the long run. Because when your partner unravels your half-truths and white lies, it crushes trust, and then it's just difficult to bring it back up again. When they feel like you don't keep your word, when they feel like you are, today is coffee brown, tomorrow is orange, next tomorrow is dark brown, which color really are you? You give three different accounts of one story. Can they trust you? Are you telling the truth? Are you being transparent with them? Sometimes the truth can be heavy, but if you make the investment of constantly bringing the truth to the table, you would give your partner a greater platform to trust you than when you have a history of bringing half-truths. I think one of the heaviest relationships to steward on earth is a relationship with a broken trust. You're always walking around shells you don't know where you're going to crack the next time, right? It's like walking on eggshells. You step here, it's gone. You step here, it's gone. You step here, it's gone. But when you build your relationship on transparency and truth, it kind of boosts your partner's trust. Nothing gives your partner much more confidence and security than feeling they can trust you and they can vouch for your behavior, regardless of where, you know, life takes any of you, because you're truthful and you're transparent. It is one of the greatest gifts you can give anybody. Truth and transparency. Trust. Trust is earned, and as I said, is expensive. Once you break it, it takes a whole lot more to build it back. So when you've gone through a hard time, you've gone through a major conflict, you want to sit with these three things. You want to sit with trust, you want to sit with transparency, you want to sit with truth, and you want to build back what you broke with these things. Be transparent about your struggles. Be transparent about the things you're finding difficult to navigate, right? And as you do that, you're going to find that it's now easier for you to take back your relationship to where you started from. You don't want to have a fight end and the residual marks are on your relationship in a negative way. You want to rebuild. You want to make sure there are no gaps in your walls, and that you're not building defenses against each other. It takes time. I'm not going to, when fights get nasty, it might take time to really just bounce back from it. But then with intentionality, with truth, with transparency, you can rebuild trust and you can rebuild the kind of relationship that you truly, really want and you desire. So I hope this episode was one you enjoyed and you learned lessons from. Let me know, what are the cardinals that have really helped you to build back a relationship after you have gone through a major conflict, a major disagreement, or a major fight? tell me what you think in the comments. If you have access to Spotify, I'd like to hear from you. If you listen to the podcast and you follow us on social media, please send us a DM and we'll be excited to hear from you. Lots of love. Bye for now and see you on the next one. Please don't forget to like, to rate the podcast, to send and share with people that you know this will be helpful and beneficial to. Bye for now. Wish you the best in your love life.